Families of patients killed by the tainted blood thinner heparin testified before Congress yesterday. An FDA official said the agency needs more resources to improve drug manufacturing inspections, as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Families urged members of a House Energy and Commerce subcommittee to do more to protect the nation's drug supply. Joanna Marie Staples lost her husband, Dennis, after he received contaminated heparin during a dialysis treatment in Toledo.
In this land of freedom and opportunity, we've come to expect to be protected and safe. It's overwhelming to discover that there are circumstances beyond our control from which you are not sheltered. We have a false, empty sense of security, and we are neither safe from harm nor catastrophe.
The Food and Drug Administration has linked at least 81 deaths and hundreds of severe reactions to the blood thinner manufactured by Baxter International from tainted ingredients imported from China. Baxter Chairman Robert Parkinson testified the contamination was intentional.
We're alarmed that one of our products was used in what appears to have been a deliberate scheme to adulterate a life-saving medication, and that people have suffered as a result. We deeply regret that this has happened, and I feel a strong sense of personal responsibility for these circumstances.
Parkinson said the complexity of the global drug supply chain calls for new drug safety standards. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, The Capitol.